Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Listen to the word of life with Reverend Steve Mensah of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry as he teaches the word of God with simplicity, passion, and understanding.
And now, the Reverend Steve Mensah.
I want to continue with my teachings on the workings of the word, the power of the word. Number one, we said the word of God brings life. Receive the life in the word. Then number two, we said the word of God is power. May you receive the power in the word. Then number three, we said the word of God brings hope. There's hope in the word. Even a tree in the bush has hope. Then number four, we said the word of God brings transformation. I see you transformed by the word. Then we said the word of God produces wisdom. May you receive wisdom through the word. Then we went and said the word of God opens our eyes to others. You see others in the word. Say amen. Then we went to number six, the word of God. Today is number six. I want to talk about the word of God becoming your anchor. Number seven, yeah? The word of God becoming your anchor. The word is your anchor. Say amen. The book of Hebrews, chapter 6. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 6, and I'm reading from verse number 16. Hebrews chapter 6, reading from number 16. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. God will not lie to you. Raise your right hand and say, God will not lie to me. Whatever he has promised me, it's just a matter of time, it shall come to pass. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Say amen. So here, the writer of Hebrews is telling us that, look, it may look as if God might have lied to you. But he is confirming that once a word is spoken, not the one that is written, the general word which is logos, if they all come to pass in your life, you'll be some way. But what is going to come into your life is the one that comes to you as a rhema or a prophetic word. When God speaks to you in a prophetic way, that word, he stands by it. He watches over his word to bring it to pass. Say, I hear you. And that word cannot fail. It is impossible for God to lie. If a certain word that was spoken to you hasn't come to pass, God knows the reason why. Because you are mortal. You can't see afar. You don't know tomorrow. He is the one who is directing, controlling, and working in your life. And beloved, he said, because of that, our hearts, our life is anchored with God's word. An anchor is a mechanical device that is provided to hold vessels from moving or straying away. When vessels or huge ships come into the dock, they release a very heavy metal from the side of the ship. and then it is hooked to a very heavy metal, and that holds the ship from drifting away. I remember when my wife and I went on the cruise to Jamaica, and when we got to the dock, we got out of the ship, and then we wanted to take a picture of the ship. I was amazed. It was a huge, humongous ship. Wow. Big, about three times the size of this building. Huge. I mean, huge, humongous. Hippopotamus. Big. And then, as we were standing there, then they started releasing from the side of the ship a very huge metal. You see the metal going down. And they are going to hook it to an anchor so that the ship becomes stable. It is steadfast. It is sure. It doesn't drift away. Say amen. And so that is what also happened to us when we come into church. We just don't float around. Our soul is anchored with God's word. So that if something should happen to you, you are steadfast. You are unmovable. You are not shaking. No matter how much things may like to shake you, you still remain hooked with Christ and with his word. Say amen. Because when we come to church, beloved, in your journey, in your walk with God, all kinds of things can happen to you. People will betray you. People will talk about you. You can lose a job. You can lose a loved one. You can be coming with a loved one in church and the loved one can die. Just like that. Without warning you, and then here you are. Who you used to come to church with your spouse, now you are seated alone. If you don't take care, your heart can bleed. Your heart can be shaken. If you don't take care, you can disbelieve God. Is God really real? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Why did this happen to me? Why did my husband die? Why did I lose my wife or loved one or a child? Why did I have to bury my baby? It can shake you. I was telling the first service that just about 3 days ago, a certain sister in this church, a lady here who got married to his husband, he called the house and said, my husband has just served me my divorce notice. He said, Reverend, I can't believe it is happening to me. Sometimes things can happen to you, you can't believe it is happening to you. You can't believe it is happening to you. But brother, let your heart be steadfast. Or move out. Hook your heart to the anchor of the word. That even though he will slay me, yet will I trust in him. Even though I may fall, I may be down, I may have trouble on every side, my soul is anchored with his word. And I say that it is well with my soul. I have come to declare to not everybody, to somebody here, that my sister, it is well. No matter what has happened to you, it is well. People may have undermined you at the office, but it is well. Somebody might have exited your life, but it is well. Somebody might have served you with a divorce notice, but it is well. You may have gone to bury your husband, but it is well. You have gone to bury your wife, but it is well. Sometimes you cannot predict what happens to you. You may not know. You can lose a daughter. You can lose a son. I know one pastor whose son went to prison. Their firstborn went and committed a very serious crime. Here is a pastor's son being, they used a gavel to sentence him to 20 years imprisonment. You can imagine the heart of the mother shaking. Say amen. Are you there? But no matter what has happened to you, will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when and the cable strain, will your anchor reap for them? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. For fasting to the rock,
which cannot move, grounded firmly in the Savior. We have an anchor. That keeps the soul steadfast and sure, while the billows roll fast into the rock, which cannot move, grounded firmly in the Savior.
Your matter is in the hands of God. Your case is before Jehovah. It is only He who can defend you in this matter. You can't judge yourself. You can't talk for yourself. Everybody says you are guilty, but the Lord knows the truth. My heart is not hooked to a friend, because a friend will let go the anchor. It is not with a neighbor, because a neighbor will disappoint you. It's not with a friend, because a friend can rejoice at your calamity. But you are anchored with God's word. Hey, with the Lord Jesus Himself, who will not betray you, who will not laugh at you in your days of calamity, who will still give you a second and a third chance. I have come to tell you, it is well. Your matter is in the hands of God. You may have been guilty, but the Lord has pardoned you through His blood. You may have done something wrong. You may have brought the repercussions on yourself through your bad decision. But we thank God, who doesn't judge us when we are down. He will pick you up from the ground and wash your muddy waters and wipe your tears and give you hope for the future. I will not let offenses make me depart from the kingdom. I will not stop reading the Bible just because bad things have happened to me. I will not walk out of the church because somebody offended me. Because I came not to worship man, but I came to worship Jehovah. It is God who has planted me in this church. And nobody is going to move me out of where my seat is. Nobody is going to stop my praise. Nobody is going to stop my worship.
Have we trials and temptation? Is the trouble everywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. My every weakness, take it to God.
Can we find a friend so faithful like Jesus? Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows my every. That it's possible that you got pregnant with your boyfriend before marriage, and you feel down and feel a bit disappointed because that was not what you planned. But that you can find a friend who is faithful. He will not destroy or cast you down when you're already down. When you are down, he will lift you up. Say amen. He will help you to endure the shame. He will give you comfort in your time of sorrow. He will lead you through the high waters. And even when you are in the fire, He says, I will not leave thee nor forsake you. So when friends have left you, people are mocking at you, people are saying things about you, do not worry. You have found a friend so faithful, who with all your sorrow share. Brother, because He knows your weakness. I say He knows your weakness. He knows where you are strong and where you are weak. and he will not laugh at you on the day of calamity. He will come as the comforter, as the anchor, to hold you firmly so that you do not drift away into the hands of the enemy. Say, I receive that comforter.
I receive the comforter.
Say amen. So, the word of God, may it become your anchor. Number 8, the word of God also gives you direction. Direction. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5, please. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. May the Lord give you direction today. The Bible says, in all. That means that in every way, your financial ways, your marital ways, your job, friendship, work, difficult times, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Say amen. Look at the next verse. He says, verse 7. He says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Don't feel you know it all. Bring God unto the scene. Say amen. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Hallelujah. Are you there? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Sometimes you have depended on friends for direction, and they have misdirected you. You have depended upon the system to direct you. The system led you astray. But I will say, like David, the Lord is my shepherd. He said, he will lead me in the path of righteousness. When you follow the direction of the word will lead you on the path of righteousness. He will lead you into greener pastures. When it is the Lord leading, even though you go through trials and temptation and you pass through fire, he said, even though you go through, he says, you shall not be afraid because the Lord is with thee. When the Lord is directing, I may have a lot of pitfalls, I may have high waters, but once he is directing, he will lead me through. Even in the shadow of death, I still will not fear any evil. Because he who is leading me will comfort me with his rod and with his staff. Say amen. I have trusted people to lead me and they led you astray. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, yeah. And he shall direct your path. Come on again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, yeah. And lean on, come on now, your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct. Come on now. And he shall direct your path. He will not suffer the food to be moved.
He will not allow your food to be moved. He that keeps you will not slumber. The Lord is still. The Lord is still. To all that call upon him in truth, yeah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, yeah. And lean on,
come on now,
your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him,
yeah.
And he shall direct, and
shall direct your path.
May the Lord direct you. You trusted a friend and he sold your direction to somebody. He betrayed your direction. Say amen. But the Lord will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The devil may mean it for evil, but my God, whom you serve, will turn it around for your good. They may have thrown you into the lion's den, but the Lord has despised the angel to shut the mouth of the lions. People Daniel trusted betrayed him. But don't be afraid of betrayal. The Lord will keep you. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. They may want to bury you in shame, but honor rather will visit you. They may try to put you in the pit, but the Lord will bring you out of the pit. They may have sold you to the Ishmaelites, but the Ishmaelites will send you to Potiphar. And Potiphar's house, the Lord is still with you. You may be in your Potiphar's house, but God is still there. Do I have a witness? Say, I hear you, Pastor. They may have thrown you into prison, but Jehovah has not forgotten about you. At the appointed time, I say, at the appointed time, he will lift you up from prison and make you a prime minister. Your day of honor is this year. By 31st of December, I see you carrying a handkerchief, coming to the altar. Hey! And you are going to sing every praise to our God, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise to our God. I see you singing it to the Lord. Come on up. Every praise to our God, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise. Every praise to our God. Every praise to our God. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise. Every praise. Every praise to our God.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise to our God.
God will put a song of praise in your mouth. I said, get ready to sing a song of praise to our God, because He is your healer, He is your savior. He shall redeem us. He shall deliver us. Give the Lord a mighty shout.
God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer.
Hey.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
God, my Savior.
Yes, it is.
Every praise.
Every praise be to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Two hands are lifted to God. Thank God for what is yet to come your way. Bless God for the breakthrough that you are about to see. Thank God that He has lifted you. Say,
dear Lord Jesus,
as you direct me, you will lead me
in the path of righteousness.
As I pray,
let my anchor,
let the cable,
let it not stray.
As I pray,
hook me,
hook my life,
to your word.
Shall we pray right now?
Father, in the name of Jesus. As we pray, oh God, we pray that our lives, our destinies, our families, our marriages, our businesses, our ministry, oh God, all that we are, all that we hope to be, Father, will be anchored up to your word, our soul, our spirit, hey, Father, will be anchored to your word, bring direction in our lives. Your word, oh God, will help us, oh God, to pray of God, let us lead us in the path of righteousness. Father, no matter the storm, no matter the trials, no matter the temptations, no matter the tribulations, no matter what we go through, oh Lord, our lives will not drift out. Our lives will not be taken away from the kingdom. Father, oh Lord, our soul, our life is anchored to your word, to your word, to your word, to your word. Our life, our soul, our family, Father, we have, Father, we are, Father, we hold the Jesus, anchored to the word, anchored to the word, in Jesus.
The book of Proverbs 16 verse 9.
Jesus.
Proverbs 16 verse 9, he says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directed his steps.
Jesus.
May the Lord direct your steps from
Jesus, my God.
As you step out of this auditorium
Jesus
this week,
name.
May Jehovah.
Amen.
Direct your steps.
Jesus.
Say, I receive direction.
I receive direction.
Proverbs 21:29.
Jesus.
Proverbs 21:29. He says, a wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directed his way.
Jesus.
between now and 31st of December,
Jesus,
may you not direct your ways anymore.
Jesus,
leave the direction to God.
Jesus, yeah.
May he give you direction in your dreams.
Jesus,
through word of prophecy.
Jesus,
through word of knowledge.
Jesus,
may he direct your path.
Jesus,
who you should marry.
Jesus,
what business you should do.
Jesus,
where you should invest.
Jesus,
for the footsteps of the righteous.
Yes, Lord.
They are ordered by God.
Jesus,
may Jehovah.
Yes, Lord.
Order your steps.
Amen.
God bless you. I love you all.
Amen.
We invite you to worship with us this and every Sunday at the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, Rehoboth Temple, North Legon. Our first service begins at 7 to 9:30 a.m. and second service 9:30 to 11 a.m. Our midweek teaching service every Wednesday 6 to 8 p.m. Prophetic Encounter, Thursdays 9 to 12 noon. Hours of Prayer, every Friday 6 to 8 p.m.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.